Deuteronomy chapter 13. If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass whereof he spoke to you, saying, "Let us go after other gods which you have not known, and let us serve them," you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or the dreamer or that dreamer of dreams, for Yahweh your God proves you to know whether you love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after Yahweh your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cling to him. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has spoken to turn you away from Yahweh your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust you out of the way which Yahweh your God commanded you to walk in. So shall you put the evil away from the midst of you. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom, or your friend, which is as your own soul, entices you secretly, saying, "Let us go and serve other gods which you have not known, you nor your fathers, namely, of the gods of the people which are round about you, near to you, or far off from you, from the one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth, you shall not consent to him, nor listen to him, neither shall your eye pity him, neither will you spare, neither will you conceal him. But you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hand of all the people. And you shall stone him with stones that he dies, because he has sought to thrust you away from Yahweh your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. If you shall hear said in one of your cities, which Yahweh your God has given you to dwell therein, saying, "Certain men, the children of Belial, have gone out from among you and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, 'Let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known,' then shall you inquire and make search and ask diligently, and behold, if it is truth, and the thing certain, that such abomination was performed among you, you shall surely smite the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly, and all that is therein, and the cattle thereof with the edge of the sword. And you shall gather all the spoil of it into the midst of the street thereof, and shall burn with fire the city and all the spoil thereof completely, for Yahweh your God, and it shall be a heap for ever, it shall not be built again. And there shall cling nothing of the cursed thing to your hand, that Yahweh may turn from the fierceness of his anger, and show you mercy, and have compassion upon you, and multiply you, as he has sworn to your fathers. When you shall listen to the voice of Yahweh your God, to keep all his commandments which I command you this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of Yahweh your God." Deuteronomy chapter 14. You are the children of Yahweh your God. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For you are a holy people unto Yahweh your God, and Yahweh has chosen you to be a peculiar people unto himself, above all the nations that are upon the earth. You shall not eat any abominable thing. These are the beasts which you shall eat: the ox, the sheep, and the goat, the hart, and the roebuck, and the fallow deer, and the wild goat, and the pygarg, and the wild ox, and the chamois, and every beast that parts the hoof and cleaves the cleft into two claws, and chews the cud among the beasts, that you shall eat. Nevertheless, these you shall not eat: of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the cloven hoof, as the camel, and the hare, and the coney, for they chew the cud but divide not the hoof, therefore they are unclean to you. and the swine, because it divides the hoof, yet chews not the cud. It is unclean to you. You shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass. These you shall eat of all that are in the waters. All that have fins and scales shall you eat. And whatever has not fins and scales you may not eat. It is unclean to you. Of all clean birds you shall eat, because these are they of which you shall not eat, the eagle and the ossifrage and the osprey and the gleed and the kite and the vulture after his kind, and every raven after his kind, and the owl and the nighthawk and the cuckoo and the hawk after his kind, the little owl and the great owl and the swan and the pelican and the gear eagle and the cormorant and the stork and the heron after her kind, and the lapwing and the bat. And every creeping thing that flies is unclean to you. They shall not be eaten. But of all the clean fowls you may eat, you shall not eat of anything that dies of itself. You shall give it to the stranger that is in your gates, that he may eat it, or you may sell it to an alien, for you are a holy people unto Yahweh your God. You shall not boil a kid in his mother's milk. You shall truly tithe all the increase of your seed that the field brings forth year by year. And you shall eat before Yahweh your God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there, the tithe of your corn, of your new wine, and of your oil, and the firstborn of your herds and of your flocks, that you may learn to fear Yahweh your God always. And if the way is too long for you, so that you are not able to carry it, or if the place is too far from you, which Yahweh your God shall choose to set his name there, when Yahweh your God has blessed you, then shall you turn it into money, and bind up the money in your hand, and shall go to the place which Yahweh your God shall choose. And you shall bestow that money for whatever your soul lusts after, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatever your soul desires. And you shall eat there before Yahweh your God, and you shall rejoice, you and your household and the Levite that is within your gates. You shall not forsake him, for he has no part nor inheritance with you. At the end of 3 years you shall bring forth all the tithe of your increase the same year, and shall lay it up within your gates. And the Levite, because he has no part nor inheritance with you, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow which are within your gates, shall come and shall eat and be satisfied, that Yahweh your God may bless you in all the work of your hand which you do. Deuteronomy chapter 15. At the end of every 7 years you shall make a release, and this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lent anything to his neighbour shall release it. He shall not require it of his neighbour or of his brother, because it is called Yahweh's release. Of a foreigner you may require it again, but that which is yours with your brother your hand shall release. Save when there shall be no poor among you, for Yahweh shall greatly bless you in the land which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance to possess it. Only if you carefully listen to the voice of Yahweh your God, to observe to do all these commandments which I command you this day. For Yahweh your God blesses you, as he promised you, and you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And you shall reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you. If there is among you a poor man of one of your brethren within any of your gates in your land which Yahweh your God gives you, you shall not harden your heart nor shut your hand from your poor brother, but you shall open your hand wide to him, and shall surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wants. Beware that there is not a thought in your wicked heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and your eye is evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cries unto Yahweh against you, and it is a sin unto you. You shall surely give to him, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give to him, because that for this thing Yahweh your God shall bless you in all your works, and in all that you put your hand unto. For the poor shall never cease out of the land, therefore I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother, to your poor, and to your needy in your land. And if your brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, is sold to you and serves you 6 years, then in the seventh year you shall let him go free from you. And when you send him out free from you, you shall not let him go away empty. You shall furnish him liberally out of your flock, and out of your floor, and out of your winepress, of that with which Yahweh your God has blessed you, you shall give to him. And you shall remember that you were bondmen in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh your God redeemed you. Therefore I command you this thing today. And it shall be, if he says unto you, I will not go away from you, because he loves you and your house, because he is well with you, then you shall take an awl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be your servant forever. And also to your maidservant you shall do likewise. It shall not seem hard to you when you send him away free from you, for he has been worth a double hired servant to you, in serving you 6 years, and Yahweh your God shall bless you in all that you do. All the firstborn males that come of your herd and of your flock, you shall sanctify unto Yahweh your God. You shall do no work with the firstborn of your bullock, nor shear the firstborn of your sheep. You shall eat it before Yahweh your God year by year in the place which Yahweh shall choose, you and your household. And if there is any blemish therein, as if it is lame or blind or has any ill blemish, you shall not sacrifice it unto Yahweh your God. You shall eat it within your gates. The unclean and the clean person shall eat it alike, as the roebuck and as the hart. Only you shall not eat the blood thereof. You shall pour it upon the ground as water. Deuteronomy chapter 16. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto Yahweh your God, for in the month of Abib Yahweh your God brought you forth out of Egypt by night. You shall therefore sacrifice the Passover unto Yahweh your God, of the flock and the herd, in the place which Yahweh shall choose, to place his name there. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction, for you came forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that you may remember the day when you came forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of your life. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with you in all your coasts 7 days, neither shall there anything of the flesh which you sacrifice the first day at evening remain all night until the morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates which Yahweh your God gives you, but at the place which Yahweh your God shall choose to place his name in, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that you came forth out of Egypt. And you shall roast and eat it in the place which Yahweh your God shall choose, and you shall turn in the morning and go to your tents. 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day shall be a solemn assembly unto Yahweh your God. You shall do no work therein. 7 weeks shall you number to you. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as you begin to put the sickle to the corn. And you shall keep the feast of weeks unto Yahweh your God with a tribute of a freewill offering of your hand, which you shall give unto Yahweh your God, according as Yahweh your God has blessed you. And you shall rejoice before Yahweh your God, you and your son and your daughter and your manservant and your maidservant and the Levite that is within your gates, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are among you, in the place which Yahweh your God has chosen to place his name there. And you shall remember that you were a bondman in Egypt, and you shall observe and do these statutes. You shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. After that you have gathered in your corn and your wine. And you shall rejoice in your feast, you and your son and your daughter and your manservant and your maidservant and the Levite, the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are within your gates. 7 days shall you keep a solemn feast unto Yahweh your God in the place which Yahweh shall choose, because Yahweh your God shall bless you in all your increase and in all the works of your hands. Therefore you shall surely rejoice. 3 times in a year shall all your males appear before Yahweh your God, in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before Yahweh empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Yahweh your God, which he has given you. Judges and officers shall you make you in all your gates which Yahweh your God gives you throughout your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. You shall not pervert judgment, you shall not respect persons, neither take a gift, for a gift does blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous. That which is altogether just shall you follow, that you may live and inherit the land which Yahweh your God gives you. You shall not plant you a grove of any trees near the altar of Yahweh your God, which you shall make you. Neither shall you set you up any image which Yahweh your God hates. Deuteronomy chapter 17. You shall not sacrifice unto Yahweh your God any bullock or sheep wherein is blemish or any defect, for that is an abomination unto Yahweh your God. If there is found among you within any of your gates which Yahweh your God gives you, man or woman that has performed wickedness in the sight of Yahweh your God, in transgressing his covenant, and has gone and served other gods and worshipped them, either the sun or moon or any of the hosts of heaven which I have not commanded, and it is told to you, and you have heard of it, and inquired diligently, and behold, it is true, and the thing certain, that such abomination is performed in Israel. Then shall you bring forth that man or that woman which has committed that wicked thing to your gates, even that man or that woman, and shall stone them with stones till they die. At the mouth of 2 witnesses or 3 witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death, but at the mouth of 1 witness he shall not be put to death. The hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to be The hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So you shall put the evil away from among you. If there arises a matter too hard for you in judgment between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within your gates, then shall you arise and get you up into the place which Yahweh your God shall choose. And you shall come to the priests, the Levites, and to the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall show you the sentence of judgment. And you shall do according to the sentence which they of that place which Yahweh shall choose shall show you, and you shall observe to do according to all that they inform you. According to the sentence of the law which they shall teach you, and according to the judgment which they shall tell you, you shall do. You shall not decline from the sentence which they shall show you, to the right hand nor to the left. And the man that will do presumptuously and will not listen to the priest that stands to minister there before Yahweh your God or to the judge, even that man shall die, and you shall put away the evil from Israel. And all the people shall hear and fear and do no more presumptuously. when you have come unto the land which Yahweh your God gives you, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me. You shall in any wise set him king over you, whom Yahweh your God shall choose. One from among your brethren shall you set king over you. You may not set a stranger over you, which is not your brother. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses, forasmuch as Yahweh has said to you, you shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away, neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be, when he sits upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear Yahweh his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them, that his heart is not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turns not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 18. The priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of Yahweh made by fire, and his inheritance. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren. Yahweh is their inheritance, as he has said to them. And this shall be the priest's due from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it is ox or sheep, and they shall give to the priest the shoulder, and the two cheeks, and the stomach. The first fruit also of your corn, of your new wine, and of your oil, and the first of the fleece of your sheep shall you give him. For Yahweh your God has chosen him out of all your tribes to stand to minister in the name of Yahweh, him and his sons for ever. And if a Levite comes from any of your gates out of all Israel where he sojourned, and comes with all the desire of his mind to the place which Yahweh shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of Yahweh his God, as all his brethren the Levites do, which stand there before Yahweh. They shall have like portions to eat, besides that which comes of the sale of his patrimony. When you have come into the land which Yahweh your God gives you, you shall not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto Yahweh, and because of these abominations Yahweh your God does drive them out from before you. You shall be perfect with Yahweh your God. For these nations which you shall possess, listen to observers of times and to diviners, but as for you, Yahweh your God has not allowed you to do so. Yahweh your God will raise up to you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brethren like unto me, unto him you shall listen. According to all that you desired of Yahweh your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And Yahweh said to me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up, a prophet from among their brethren, like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whoever will not listen to my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which Yahweh has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of Yahweh, if the thing follows not, nor comes to pass that is the thing which Yahweh has not spoken, but the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, you shall not be afraid of him. Deuteronomy chapter 19. When Yahweh your God has cut off the nations whose land Yahweh your God gives you, and you succeed them and dwell in their cities and in their houses, you shall separate three cities for you in the midst of your land which Yahweh your God gives you to possess it. You shall prepare you a way and divide the coasts of your land which Yahweh your God gives you to inherit into three parts, that every slayer may flee there. And this is the case of the slayer which shall flee there, that he may live. Whoever kills his neighbour ignorantly, whom he hated not in time past, as when a man goes into the woods with his neighbour to hew wood, and his hand swings a stroke with the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slips from the handle and lights upon his neighbour, that he dies, he shall flee to one of those cities and live. Lest the avenger of the blood pursues the slayer while his heart is hot and overtakes him because the way is long and slays him, whereas he was not worthy of death inasmuch as he hated him not in time past. Therefore I command you, saying, you shall separate three cities for you. And if Yahweh your God enlarges your coast as he has sworn to your fathers, and gives you all the land which he promised to give to your fathers, if you shall keep all these commandments to do them, which I command you this day, to love Yahweh your God, and to walk ever in his ways, then shall you add three cities more for you, besides these three, that innocent blood is not shed in your land, which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance, and so blood is upon you. But if any man hates his neighbour, and lies in wait for him, and rises up against him, and smites him mortally that he dies, and flees into one of these cities, then the elders of his city shall send and fetch him there, and deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood, that he may die. Your eye shall not pity him, but you shall put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with you. You shall not remove your neighbour's landmark, which they of old time have set in your inheritance, which you shall inherit in the land that Yahweh your God gives you to possess it. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, in any sin that he sins, at the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established. If a false witness rises up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before Yahweh, before the priests and the judges, which shall be in those days. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness is a false witness and has testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do to him as he had thought to have done to his brother, so shall you put the evil away from among you. And those which remain shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you. And your eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Deuteronomy chapter 20. When you go out to battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and a people more than you, be not afraid of them. For Yahweh your God is with you, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when you have come near to the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak to the people, and shall say to them, Hear, O Israel, you approach this day to battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither be you terrified because of them. For Yahweh your God is he that goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. And the officers shall speak to the people, saying, What man is there that has built a new house and has not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he dies in the battle and another man dedicates it. And what man is he that has planted a vineyard and has not yet eaten of it? Let him also go and return to his house, lest he dies in the battle and another man eats of it. And what man is there that has betrothed a wife and has not taken her? Let him go and return to his house, lest he dies in the battle and another man takes her. And the officers shall speak further to the people, and they shall say, What man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return to his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. And it shall be, when the officers have made an end of speaking to the people, that they shall make captains of the armies to lead the people. When you come near to a city to fight against it, then proclaim peace to it. And if it shall be, if it makes you answer of peace and opens to you, then it shall be that all the people that are found therein shall be tributaries unto you, and they shall serve you. And if it will make no peace with you, but will make war against you, then you shall besiege it. And when Yahweh your God has delivered it into your hands, you shall smite every male thereof with the edge of the sword. But the women and the little ones and the cattle and all that are in the city, even all the spoil thereof, shall you take to yourself, and you shall eat the spoil of your enemies which Yahweh your God has given you. Thus shall you do to all the cities which are very far off from you, which are not of the cities of these nations, but of the cities of these people, which Yahweh your God does give you for an inheritance. You shall save alive nothing that breathes, but you shall utterly destroy them, namely the Hittites and the Amorites, the Canaanites and the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, as Yahweh your God has commanded you. That they teach you not to do after all their abominations, which they have done unto their gods, so should you sin against Yahweh your God. When you shall besiege a city a long time in making war against it to take it, you shall not destroy the trees thereof by forcing an axe against them, for you may eat of them, and you shall not cut them down, for the tree of the field is man's life, to employ them in the siege. Only the trees which you know that they are not trees for food, you shall destroy and cut them down, and you shall build bulwarks against the city that makes war with you, until it is subdued. Deuteronomy chapter 21. If one is found slain in the land which Yahweh your God gives you to possess it, lying in the field, and it is not known who has slain him, then your elders and your judges shall come forth, and they shall measure unto the cities which are round about him that is slain. And it shall be that the city which is next to the slain man, even the elders of that city shall take a heifer, which has not been worked with, and which has not drawn in the yoke. And the elders of that city shall bring down the heifer to a rough valley, which is neither tilled nor sown, and shall strike off the heifer's neck there in the valley. And the priests, the sons of Levi, shall come near. For them Yahweh your God has chosen to minister to him and to bless in the name of Yahweh, and by their word shall every controversy and every stroke be tried. And all the elders of that city that are next to the slain man shall wash their hands over the heifer that is beheaded in the valley. And they shall answer and say, Our hands have not shed this blood, neither have our eyes seen it. Be merciful, O Yahweh, to your people Israel, whom you have redeemed, and lay not innocent blood to your people of Israel's charge. And the blood shall be forgiven them. So shall you put away the guilt of innocent blood from among you, when you shall do that which is right in the sight of Yahweh. When you go forth to war against your enemies, and Yahweh your God has delivered them into your hands, and you have taken them captive, and see among the captives a beautiful woman, and have a desire unto her that you would have her to your wife, then you shall bring her home to your house, and she shall shave her head and pare her nails, and she shall put the clothing of her captivity from off her, and shall remain in your house, and bewail her father and her mother a full month, and after that you shall go in to her and be her husband, and she shall be your wife. And it shall be, if you have no delight in her, then you shall let her go where she will, but you shall not sell her at all for money, you shall not make merchandise of her, because you have humbled her. If a man has two wives, one beloved and another hated, and they have borne him children, both the beloved and the hated, and if the firstborn son is hers that was hated, then it shall be, when he makes his sons to inherit that which he has, that he may not make the son of the beloved firstborn before the son of the hated, which is indeed the firstborn. But he shall acknowledge the son of the hated for the firstborn by giving him a double portion of all that he has, for he is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him will not listen to them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out to the elders of the city and to the gate of his place. And they shall say to the elders of his city, "This our son is stubborn and rebellious, he will not obey our voice, he is a glutton and a drunkard." And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he dies, so shall you put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. And if a man has committed a sin worthy of death, and he is to be put to death, and you hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but you shall in any wise bury him that day, for he that is hanged is accursed of God, that your land is not defiled, which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance. Deuteronomy chapter 22. You shall not see your brother's ox or his sheep go astray and hide yourself from them. You shall in any case bring them again to your brother. And if your brother is not near to you, or if you know him not, then you shall bring it to your own house, and it shall be with you until your brother seeks after it, and you shall restore it to him again. In like manner shall you do with his donkey, and so shall you do with his garment, and with all lost things of your brother's which he has lost, and you have found, shall you do likewise, you may not hide yourself. You shall not see your brother's donkey or his ox fall down by the way, and hide yourself from them. You shall surely help him to lift them up again. The woman shall not wear that which pertains to a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do are abominations unto Yahweh your God. If a bird's nest chances to be before you in the way in any tree or on the ground, whether they are young ones or eggs, and the mother sitting upon the young or upon the eggs, you shall not take the mother with the young. But you shall in any wise let the mother go, and take the young to you, that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days. When you build a new house, then you shall make a battlement for your roof, that you bring not blood upon your house, if any man falls from there. You shall not sow your vineyard with diverse seeds, lest the fruit of your seed which you have sown and the fruit of your vineyard is defiled. You shall not plough with an ox and a donkey together. You shall not wear a garment of diverse sorts, as of woolen and linen together. You shall make you fringes upon the four quarters of your coat with which you cover yourself. If any man takes a wife and goes into her and hates her, and gives occasions of speech against her, and brings up an evil name upon her, and says, "I took this woman, and when I came to her I found her not a maid," then shall the father of the damsel and her mother take and bring forth the evidence of the damsel's virginity to the elders of the city in the gate, and the damsel's father shall say to the elders, "I gave my daughter to this man to wife, and he hates her. And lo, he has given occasions of speech against her, saying, 'I found not your daughter a made, and yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity, and they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. And the elders of that city shall take that man and chastise him, and they shall fine him 100 shekels of silver and give them to the father of the damsel, because he has brought up an evil name upon a virgin of Israel, and she shall be his wife. He may not put her away all these days. But if this thing is true, and the tokens of virginity are not found for the damsel, then they shall bring out the damsel to the door of her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her with stones that she dies, because she has worked folly in Israel to play the whore in her father's house. So shall you put evil away from among you. If a man is found lying with a woman married to a husband, then they shall both of them die, both the man that lay with the woman and the woman. So shall you put away evil from Israel. If a damsel that is a virgin is betrothed to a husband, and a man finds her in the city and lies with her, then you shall bring them both out to the gate of that city, and you shall stone them with stones that they die, the damsel because she cried not being in the city, and the man because he has humbled his neighbour's wife. So you shall put away evil from among you. But if a man finds a betrothed damsel in the field, and the man forces her and lies with her, then the man only that lay with her shall die. But to the damsel you shall do nothing. There is in the damsel no sin worthy of death, for as when a man rises against his neighbour and slays him, even so is this matter. For he found her in the field, and the betrothed damsel cried, and there was none to save her. If a man finds a damsel that is a virgin, which is not betrothed, and lay hold on her, and lies with her, and they are found, then the man that lay with her shall give to the damsel's father 50 shekels of silver, and she shall be his wife, because he has humbled her. He may not put her away all her He may not put her away all his days. A man shall not take his father's wife, nor uncover his father's skirt.